this morning. This is the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Amherst as we take our show on the road throughout the year to different communities. And we're fortunate enough to have the Lorraine Palace Theater as our title sponsor. And joining us from the Lorraine Palace is Scott Muska. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for sharing some time today with us. Appreciate it.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. I understand you're taking us back to the 70s at the Palace. What's happening over there?
We are. We've got a big event this weekend. It's our Saturday Night Fever Party. As we celebrate the 70s, we're pulling back all the stops and getting people up on the stage to do a little dancing with some dynamite music and food and raffles and live DJ. And we're going to have some contests for the best 70s attire and some dance contests. We'll see who can do the hustle, and we might even have some special guest appearances. So if you remember way back in the days when we had folks like, household names were Uncle Vic and Flash Gordon and Goulardi. Yeah, you never know who might pop up at the Lorraine Palace Theater this Saturday night starting at 7 o'clock.
Who's going through all their dusty records to find the best hits of the 70s to play this weekend?
Well, you know, it's quite interesting because the disc jockeys that I've talked to, there just aren't a whole lot of people that still play records. Everything is now digital and or DVD.
Of course, the 70s, the disco era, that's the big key to that whole thing. Craig, I wonder if there's going to be any kind of a mirror ball or some sort of, you know, neon lights, maybe something like that to
there has to be a
reminiscent of Saturday Night Fever, I suppose.
Well, in the
theater... You got your electric bill paid up? Because I know you're going to use a lot of power. So.
We do. We have the electric bill paid up. In the theater, we actually have the mirror ball from the Crystal Beach Ballroom. That was an icon a long time ago here on the Lake Erie. That was donated to us, and that's actually in the middle of our theater right now. So that definitely will be fired up and spinning.
That's really cool. They've got their own mirror ball.
Oh, yeah, that's great. And then, of course, that's the thing about the Palace. There's a lot of history behind it, so I guess you're sharing other history that's around. And since your structure is still standing, it is kind of a nice place for something like that to be.
Yeah, we actually celebrate our 86th year this year. Our anniversary happens the third week in April, and we'll be celebrating 86 years. The Palace Theater was built in 1928. And some people say that it was built because of the tornado. Actually, it was the Ohio Theater that was damaged because of the tornado. That was back in 1924. And then the Palace Theater was built after that. But we've got a couple other great events.
Well, I'm sure they kept in mind a little, maybe.
We've got a couple other events that are coming up as well. We open this Friday on the largest digital screen with God's Not Dead, which is a new movie that's just taken people by storm. That opens this Friday on our largest screen, and we'll be playing that right through Easter. The great thing about the Palace Theater is your movie ticket is still only $3, and you can actually get popcorn and candy for the same price that you get popcorn at other theaters.
Now, Craig may not be there in the coming weeks because I see you have the Muppet movie coming there.
And oh, here we go.
Craig's allergic to Muppets, apparently, but that's another one of those that you get coming out to your theater.
I heard that was a pretty good Muppet movie, though.
Well, Muppets Most Wanted. We have Eggland on Broadway for the kids where they can visit the Easter Bunny and stop into Pharaoh's. And so we're going to be putting that movie in on Easter weekend so that families have another alternative for something to do on Broadway. So, yeah, that's coming up. And then a real important thing that's happening later in the month in cooperation with the Lorraine County General Health District, they'll be video premiering their Bringing Back the Black River video. That's going to be Saturday, April 26th in the afternoon at 4 o'clock. They'll be premiering their video, and then following the video at 4:30, they will have a question and answer panel that will talk about the restoration work that's being completed on the Lower Black River and encouraging folks for their recreation on the river and also to be inspired by our local natural resource. So that's all coming up on the 26th. That's a Saturday afternoon at the theater. A video premiere from the restoration that's going on in the Black River and the all the efforts that's being done to clean up the river. So we got quite a few things coming up this month.
It's quite a variety, and that's usually what the palace is known for. There's all sorts of things going on, whether it's an Easter bunny in the lobby somewhere or different types of events happening in the theater. That's what makes the Palace Theater such a great part of Lorain County.
Well, you know, I think our bottom line goal is that being a community center, we want to make sure we have something for everyone. So we need to be able to hit all the demographics that surround us. And our reach is, just not Lorain. I mean, we do reach out to all the other areas in the county. And actually, when we bring in some of our national shows, we're touching three different counties. So we want to make sure that we have a little bit of something for everyone on our calendar. And with all the different groups and organizations that use our building, we want to make sure that there's something there for everybody that they can choose from.
You talked about a lot of things today. If people want to find out about the whole event list, where's a good place for them to check out?
LorainPalace.com or 245-2323 to the box office.
That sounds great. Scott Musker with the Lorain Palace Theater, thanks for joining us this morning, and thanks for being our Spotlight title sponsor for our Lorain Palace Theater Spotlight Series.